Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. Donnie's a young man who grew up on the east side of Baltimore. This is the story of his journey into the streets and how he became a drug dealer.
Well, how I fell into it, it was like 96 or 97. My 14th birthday, I smoked a blunt. But other people might call it chronic. I decided I like smoking weed. I didn't want to keep buying it. I never was a dumb person or nothing. So I didn't want to keep buying it from anybody when I just buy a whole bunch of it for myself right then and there. So as I did that, the first time I did that, I said, well, I got all this. Everybody keep looking for it. Might as well head start selling it. But I started off selling weed, just weed. So I started smoking weed. My habit increased more as I started selling more weed. And I never went on any corners or anything like that when I first started out. Didn't start going out on any corners until I was like 16 or 17. I graduated from selling weed to selling cocaine. Because I never used cocaine, and I never used heroin. But I always smoked weed, so I came to my senses that I couldn't sell weed and smoke weed. So I sell something that I won't smoke or I won't use. Started selling cocaine. But like I say, I always tell myself it was an experiment. But it was an experiment that went too far. Because, I mean, once I got onto them streets, it's like a whole other different ball game. Couldn't trust nobody. Like, everybody was on their own thing, on their own agendas and stuff. So nobody was on long-term plans. Because, I mean, that's not a game. That's long-term.
It was more than just a desire to get cheap drugs that inspired Donnie to begin dealing. It was his desire to be free from the control of his mother. And to do that, he needed financial independence.
She always just was business-oriented. Graduated from the school, Baltimore Culinary Arts School downtown, Baltimore Street. She was just multi-talented person. Always did a whole lot of things. Once I had, me and my mother had got into some problems, had different understandings. Like, it's not the same being raised by your mother as it is being raised by a man, or your father, or brother. He was a recovering addict himself, an addict at the time himself, too. And really wasn't no contact between us at all. Most times I see him probably some holidays, or he'll call. So she was the provider. But once I started experimenting with selling drugs and stuff, I started providing for myself. It was definitely nothing that you could tell me. I was closed-minded. I didn't want to hear none of that. I just wanted to continue to do what I knew made me happy and made me feel where I fit in.
And next week, we'll hear just how far this desire to fit in took Donnie. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from OSI Baltimore. Investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these stories, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.com or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.